This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The real gross domestic product, GDP, has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against the growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advancement estimates of GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. The Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation said the buoyant growth in services sector has been found to be a major driver in the estimated real growth. The manufacturing and construction in the secondary sector has been estimated to achieve a growth rate of 7%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership in the year ahead. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Mr. Modi received the telephone call from the Prime Minister of Israel. Both leaders identified shared priorities to further strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership, guided by shared democratic values, deep mutual trust, and a forward-looking vision. They reiterated their zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has slammed Pakistan for openly backing terrorist training camps in cities for decades. Dr. Jaishankar said, India's relationship with Pakistan remains an exception in contemporary global diplomacy due to Islamabad's long-standing and open support to terrorism. The minister said this while interacting with members of the Indian community in Luxembourg today. He said no other country today has pursued the kind of policies Pakistan has against a neighboring state.
Show me in the world in this day and age any country which actually has pursued the kind of policies which Pakistan has against its neighbor. That for decades you've had these training camps, not secret training camps at all, training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it. I mean, nobody buys it anymore. I mean, everybody knows that these are people who are supported the state.
Road, Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India has become the first country in the world to commercially produce biobitumen in road construction. Bitumen is a black viscous mixture of hydrocarbons produced by fractionation of crude oil, and it serves as a crucial binder in road construction. While addressing the CSIR technology transfer ceremony in New Delhi, the minister congratulated CSIR for this historic milestone. Mr. Gadkari said the initiative will help in reducing pollution from crop residue burning. The minister said that biobitumen is a transformative step towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Spain has reiterated its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland, stressing that respect for national sovereignty is essential for global peace. In a social media post, Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, said Spain, along with Germany, France, Italy, Poland and the United Kingdom, reiterates its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland. The statement came in the wake of US President Donald Trump's statement about acquiring Greenland. Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez has announced a 7-day period of national mourning following a U.S. military operation in Caracas this past weekend that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Venezuelan government has confirmed the death toll during the operation to at least 56, including 32 Cuban military and police personnel working in Venezuela. Ms. Rodriguez told the state broadcaster that Venezuela is a peaceful country and not at war, but had been aggressed and attacked in the operation. She reiterated that Venezuelan authorities remain in charge of the country's affairs. In Chhattisgarh, 26 Naxalites surrendered in Sukma district today. Out of 26, 30 Naxalites were carrying a collective bounty of 65 lakh rupees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.